wild notion of
tyranny is always lurking just around the corner.
The American, you're making crazy, but now
they right. Black helicopter crowd really is upset.
The people are stupid and they're drunk. There'll be a revolution and they're going to lose. There are too many guns and too many people ready to fight them. I am a man of peace, but we have gangsters running this country. Criminals, gangsters.
We're normal. We see total criminal takeover, the death of freedom.
It is the most corrupt, degenerate, criminal government in American history. I'm trying to awaken people, but look at the morons around you. They're zombies.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the podcast. You're listening to WBHN NJ, and I'm your host, President Zen One. This is episode number 98. Folks, thanks for joining us on this Wednesday, November 1st, 2017. It's currently 59 degrees and cloudy here in Bradley Beach at the Jersey Shore. Current time is 6:52 p.m. Folks, I had to jump into this pod. We're going through it, banging it out in one shot, keeping all the stuff, all the outside noises. We're just banging this one out because there's been a bit of a slump for this podcast, and I have to break out of it. So I'm going to crank up the intensity, and we're going to be banging out more pods, and we're going to be getting to more stuff, having more amazing, intelligent, and great guests lined up. And I'm not even going to make any official announcements because, for example, I had somebody plan to come in from a past episode for this Halloween episode, because this is my whole life I've been a day late, a dollar short. This is my day late Halloween episode. I got to get this out. I just need to. All right. So let's just, but there's so much to get to in the news, folks. Like, there really is. And there's so much announcements to get to. Real quick announcement. We have a new phone number for the show. So let me know your comments on any of the stuff we talk about. Hit me up with any paranormal experiences you have or weird stories, something that might be interesting enough. We're going to play it on the air. So give us a ring. Give us a ringy-ding at 732-807-5574. Again, that's 732-807-5574. All right. Other than that, folks, there's just so much to get into. Last episode, we only scratched the surface. We are just going to be covering a lot more interesting stuff, such as local events. Let me just mention a couple local things. WBHN Promotions on Facebook. Last night was Awesome Talks Halloween special. If you don't know about them, check them out on YouTube. Give them a subscribe. Ring the bell. Do that. Every other Tuesday night, they have a great show. And it may be, if you're interesting enough, they'd have you on as a guest. They're really interactive. It's a podcast and it's a web series. It's two different things they bang out, all right? And plus more stuff. But let's move on. Check out the Glenn Jones radio program on WFMU every Sunday. That's local New Jersey radio. Check them out. Guy's amazing. Been trying to get him on the pod for a while. He's in the Guinness Book of Records. I got a pic of us on Instagram. You can like us at President Zem1 on Instagram. So, this Sunday at Georgie's Gay Bar, dude, there's going to be an 18th anniversary. That's at 3 p.m. This is for all you wild, wild creatures out there. Leftists. No, I'm messing around. But this is cool. This is a great place, man. I've never been there, but this sounds cool. I'm promoting them because I'm being paid. Next. You know what else, folks? I'm joking about this. I'm being sarcastic, but folks, we got so much more to get into, and I just got to keep going. There's a champagne jam coming up at Convention Hall in Asbury Park. December 16th. Two stages. All right? 10 bands all day lineup, folks. It's going to be so sick. Asbury's got it. Things are popping off. If you want to check them out, check them out on Facebook, Convention Hall AP. They have some other events coming up too as well. Did you know what else is going on there? Speaking of that, from November 25th, I believe, to December, it's not loading, to December 23rd, something like that. Like, for a good a good chunk of weeks coming up soon. There's going to be a Christmas bazaar. There's going to be tons of new vendors, specials, sales. It's going to be amazing, folks. You've got to check it out. It's going to be so freaking lit. You can buy yourself Tilly logo stuff, like keychains. Oh, sick keychains, baseball caps. You can get yourself some handcrafted jewelry. There's so much. You got to check out so many of these places, folks. It's really worth it, folks. Come check it out. Check it out. It's starting at the end of this month all the way into late December, right before Christmas. But let's just stop this. Let's get down to the nitty-gritty. For first-time listeners, WBHN and Jay is a lighthearted podcast where we discuss current events, society and culture, etc., paranormal, blah, blah, blah. So share this podcast with family, friends, loved ones. We're on iTunes, Stitcher, and TuneIn Radio. We got a great show for you today, folks. We're just going to jump into the Halloween episode when we get back.
Are you looking for web hosting but don't know who to choose with so many choices out there? Well, you can't go wrong with Bluehost. Bluehost is a leading web solutions services provider. Since 2003, Bluehost has continually innovated new ways to deliver on their mission to empower people to fully harness the web. So sign up today. You get a free domain, free site builders, one-click WordPress install, and 24/7 support. And if you sign up now, you get a special introductory offer of $3.95 a month. To get started, go to bluehost.com/track/Black Helicopter News.
When news breaks in the tri-state area or the world, you will hear it here on WBHN New Jersey. You're listening to Black Helicopter News, hosted by Andrew Robinson. Here's what's in the news.
Do you like Halloween? I do. Check out this next thing. 12 scary Halloween symbols and their origins. This is awesome, folks. This is on Ranker.com. And this is by Leah Rose Emery. All right, check this out. Halloween. Love it. So great. Halloween, Halloween. What does it mean? Well, here, take this, for example. Broomsticks. With witches throughout history, like Salem, etc., it's probably no surprise at all that we find broomsticks as a Halloween symbol. But these people, the reason why it's so much, so prevalent as a symbol, listen to this. An account from 1324, a witch on trial says they found a pipe of ointment wherewith she greased her staff upon she ambled and galloped through thick and thin. And through, then after that, witches were always depicted on brooms. So check this out. This was nuts because they're saying that this ointment was actually hallucinogenic to allow them to fly, and it was inserted internally through their wooden staff. So, and then they like kind of just like, you know, just morphed into something else, degenerate. Something degenerate became such a great symbol of our culture. So black cats, let's just get on with this. So black cats have been some places considered lucky, etc., and all that kind of good stuff. But with witchcraft, they are looked at as a witch's familiars, folks. This is like something you will see with them on writings, literature, trial reports. So we're talking about 16th century, so folks, cats were even burned alive. This is horrible across Europe because people feared they were demonically associated. So they were assigned, but now we just look at them as bad luck now. But the fact is, they're just associated with the targets of the torture with the witches from Salem, Massachusetts. So folks, this is insane. Now, that somehow got co-opted by jack-o'-lanterns, folks. Now, jack-o'-lantern is a pumpkin, but the origins, these people, first of all, used to carve the original jack-o'-lanterns faces on turnips. and it's insane. But check this out. The creepy story of Stingy Jack. According to this Irish folk lore, Jack invites the devil for a drink with him, and he doesn't want to pay, so he convinces the devil to turn himself into a coin to pay for the drinks, and instead of spending it, he keeps the coin in his pocket next to a cross, only freeing the devil when the devil promises not to claim Jack's soul when he dies. When Jack dies, God doesn't allow him into heaven, and the devil doesn't let him into hell, so they gave him a burning coal to light his way, and he puts this coal and a hollowed-out turnip to light his way. And he's forced to wander the earth forever, a doomed soul. Deep.
Hi, my name's Johnny Slick, and I'm the host of the Straight Shot Radio podcast. With all the crazy health fads and fitness trends out there, it's hard to make sense of what's real and what's not. That's why each week I answer your health and fitness questions and interview doctors, coaches, trainers, athletes, and everyday gym goers to provide you with a no-nonsense approach to fitness knowledge. Straight Shot Radio is available on Podbean and iTunes, or you can check us out at straightshottraining.com.
Grammy Award winner and platinum recording artist, President Zen One. His debut studio album, Philosopher's Stone, including the smash single, New World Order. President Zen One, Philosopher's Stone, the digital album, available on iTunes, Amazon Music, Google Play, and CDBaby.com. Get your copy today.
You're listening to Black Helicopter News, hosted by Andrew Robinson.
Nobody does it better.
Here's what's in the news.
All right, let's get through this, folks. Witches, why are witches symbolic with Halloween? Check this out. It's just basically because the Christian view, and like God said something about witches were in a league with the devil, basically. So they were like, they're evil. So I want to make a smart ass comment, but I'm not gonna go there. But basically, this was co-opted by the greeting card industry, because then you can make Halloween cards with like cartoonish witches, these harlots. But let's move on to bats. Bats are crazy, folks. This is multi-layered. But the thing was, it's thought that bonfires were built to ward off evil spirits during Samhain, the pagan festival where Halloween is extracted from, and it would attract insects, and the insects attract bats. Now you see where we're going. We're going through evil spirits, a bonfire to ward them off, drawing bats. So it's very scary to people that were around at this time, in folklore time. So it's crazy, especially since bats drink blood, so it's like they fit in perfectly with the evil. Now, costumes. Now, people are always wondering what they're going to wear for Halloween. That's great, but costumes are more than fun things of dressing up like heroes and great people out there. Like, I'm not even going to, just, you know, you see costumes of everything. Any type of person besides hero. But non-scary things, I'm saying. It was really, you wanted to wear a costume like that of an animal head and skin and hide to trick any ghosts they might run into. So people like to wear different costumes to hide from the demons. And I like that idea. Moving on, ghosts. It's no surprise ghosts are one of the best symbols. It's always associated with it, and Samhain was talking about the dead and living worlds and all that kind of stuff and evil spirits. So ghosts just fit right in. So it's interesting, folks. It's just that the pagans really took this stuff seriously. And folks, fangs, that's the next thing. Fangs, just think about it. Vampires, Dracula. People with sharp teeth are probably people that would drink blood. These are probably evil. So that's why anything with a sharp tooth is Halloween. Is Halloween zeitgeist right there. Husks. A symbol of decorations and wheat stalks, corn, all that stuff you see on Halloween. That was because Samhain was also around the end of Summer Harvest. All right. And let's move on to apples. So apples were, because the apple's in a witch's hand, like in Sleeping Beauty. All right, folks? This is real shit. All right, if we have a couple minutes left, do we? All right. Since we are real niche like that, Jack-O-Lantern, Marvel Comics. I want to give a quick profile. I'm going to make that picture the thumbnail for our episode today. Jack-O-Lantern, this is great. If you know Spider-Man comics, it's so cool. He was a freelance mercenary, and he was mainly an enemy of Spider-Man, and he was also associated with people like Hobgoblin, and he had a fiery pumpkin for a head, and he rode on a glider. You should check it out.
Andrew Robinson here. At Armageddon Record Shop, we've partnered with eBay to expand our operation. My goal is to find the best deals on the highest quality products and give them to you at the lowest prices possible. The New World Order wants us dependent. We need to be self-sufficient. Visit us at ebay.com/USR/Armageddon Record Shop. Books, video games, clothing, and much more. New items every month. Armageddon Record Shop on eBay.
Pump up the volume and let the music play. President Zen 1 on the new CD, Rorschach Test. Featuring Bout Mash single, Project Bluebeam. Rorschach Test. Available on iTunes, CD Baby, Reverb Nation, and other fine music stores. You can buy my new CD, Rorschach Test, and Philosopher's Stone, both for only $9.99. Check us out on Armageddon Record Shop or on eBay. I've got digital download cards of both EPs for sale, or just inbox us at zen1music@gmail.com. What are you waiting for?
You're listening to WBHN New Jersey, brought to you by the Armageddon Records Media Network, and made possible by viewers like you. This is a special report.
And we're back, folks. Check this out. A couple quick things off the topic of Halloween that I got to talk to you about. Ellen DeGeneres sent out this sexist tweet. All right, this was in FoxNews.com a couple days ago, written by Danny Moloshock. But basically, he just kind of explained how Ellen DeGeneres sent out a happy birthday tweet to Katy Perry, making like crude rhetoric that would be very offensive if it was a guy. Like, if I said this to a girl, I would be crucified or destroyed. But she can tell Katy Perry a positive comment about her breasts. So what happens? Put a picture of her staring at and gawking. So this is just funny as hell, because it's just people are laughing at it, saying, is this lesbian privilege? Because, you know, the left will protect her, and that's one of their, I don't know. But all I know is I'm just sitting here drinking a watermelon strawberry Powerade, watching these leftists freak out and cannibalize each other and destroy their own base with all this infighting. And you can quote me on this. My only thing I got to say is Ellen DeGeneres, more like Ellen Degenerate. Hey, okay, give me that. Let's just get there. I think this episode's going good. It's only like 10% cringe. All right, mystery object may be our first visitor from another solar system. This is in so many different news outlets: 7 News, Miami, CNN, all credible. It's circulating, and astronomers are trying to track a small, fast-moving object zipping through our solar system. And is it a comet or an asteroid? NASA's not sure. So the space agency doesn't know where it came from, so it's possible that it could, and this is a quote from NASA, it would be the first interstellar object to be observed confirmed by astronomers, if this is truly something other than a rock. Because it could be a really fast rock. But let's see, is there anything else interesting? If you want to know more information, I suggest you check this out. I'm looking at it on 7 News Miami. You can find it there. Just search it up. But all I know is this is crazy, because what could this be? Could this be a spaceship that's coming here to give us critical information? Or to conquer Earth? God only knows. Could be a rock. Could be a fucking rock. But it could be, on the other hand, it could be a Star Trek ship coming here. Or it could be a Klingon ship. Anyway, folks, once again, people are talking about end of the world. These freaking conspiracy theorists just won't quit. Earthquake Armageddon on November 19th, triggered by Nibiru, Planet X. Unbelievable. Posted just a couple days ago. The destruction of... Look, folks, the point is Nemesis, a.k.a. Nibiru, a.k.a. Planet X, is back, and it's going to destroy us.
People should not be afraid of their governments. Governments should be afraid of their people.
Governments responsible for the deaths of almost 100,000 people.
Party members have been murdered, Chief Inspector.
We're interrupting your regularly scheduled program to bring you this terrifying report.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just pancaked.
Jane, what more can you tell us about the Salomon Brothers building and its collapse?
New York, very much a city still in chaos. The phones are not working properly. The subway lines are not working properly.
The sky now black with smoke in front of us. Just across the Tigris River here, this is shock and awe, Tom, to the population of Baghdad. Shock and awe, indeed.
The people you liberate will witness the honorable and decent spirit of the American military.
Either you are with us, or you are with the terrorists.
Come on.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
I love my dad. I'd kill for him. I'd go to prison for him because I love him so much.
I love Bill Clinton.
What does that make Hillary Clinton to the Bush family?
My sister-in-law.
When you are subverting the power of government, that's a fundamentally dangerous thing to democracy.
What do you think of Edward Snowden?
I think he's a traitor.
Obama is the one that kills the U.S. troops if the Russians bomb any of them. Obama is the one that put them in harm's way. Obama is the one using them as human shields.
It is the most corrupt, degenerate, criminal government in American history.
I'm here to warn people. You keep telling me to shut up. This isn't a game.
Welcome to America, ISIS. This is what we do. Woo!
We got people that have taken your asses out in this building right now. We're armed to the teeth, and we're not scared. You got that, you sons of bitches?
In 2012, your agency was saying, quote, the Salafists, the Muslim Brotherhood, and Al-Qaeda in Iraq are the major forces driving the insurgents in Syria. Mm-hmm. In 2012, the U.S. was helping coordinate arms transfers to those same groups. Why did you not stop that?
Why didn't you come forward before? What were you waiting for?
Well, for you, Inspector. I needed you.
I suddenly had this feeling that everything was connected, that we're all part of it. Are we ready for it?
You're listening to Black Helicopter News.
All right, I'll be down there in a minute.
This is a special report.
All right, and we're back. I am sorry about that, folks, and we are banging out this episode in one take, and I'm going to have somebody on the other side of this door talking to me while I'm recording, and that's just fine because I haven't potted in over a month and a half or more, and I have to podcast. So, folks, this sounds seriously real because they're saying that there is a celestial body possibly in the area that is drawing a potential fault line pressure onto it, which is going to be a seismic activity ripping apart the Earth's crust, which will culminate supposedly November 19th, which could be increased seismic activity, which is very interesting, folks. This is insane. Do I think you should take this totally seriously? Well, as we all know, the last conspiracy theory that said the Earth was going to end, like last month, was totally debunked and humiliated. So, that's fine. But this sounds actually a little more legitimate because it is talking about something more realistic, which would be the fact that a large physical mass planet could entering the orbit of the Earth trigger slight pressure, well, not slight, real deal pressure on fault lines. So we're just saying this. Don't look for the world to end on November 19th. I just say look possibly for mass scale earthquakes November, mid-November. Maybe not even pinpointed to 19th. Let's say November-ish. If there is more than several 9-plus point on a Richter scale earthquakes worldwide. If that's the case, folks, Nibiru could be a, then that would vindicate that conspiracy, let's say. I hate saying conspiracy because I don't believe in that crap. I believe in life's little surprises. Like us being a slave to the Federal Reserve, that's life's little surprise by the elite wealthy because they want us to give them our money. So they want us to work for them. So I don't believe in the Federal Reserve conspiracy to enslave us. I believe in a life's little surprise. Well, what do you know? We're not slaves to the Federal Reserve, but we are indebted to them, and we will serve them or be thrown in a rape cage. So there we go. Anyway, I don't know what else to get into because we covered so much. So let's talk about some other stuff. How about that Harvey Weinstein scandal, which was insane, folks. These people, and then Kevin Spacey came out with it. Came out with his scandal, was exposed. Then everyone starts getting exposed. Ben Affleck was, Neil deGrasse Tyson, like so many of these rising stars and these like amazing pillars of I don't know. The leftists with the moral high ground, they're the ones that are being exposed as degenerate scum. They're the ones being rightfully accused. Alright, folks, have a great one. Thank you for listening. Check it out. I got a quick recommendation. Check out the Nuggie Monster from Departed Souls Brewery in Jersey City. Amazing, amazing beer. The Nuggie Monster. All right, folks. Once again. Once again, I just want to say, real quick, thanks for tuning in. And just to go into more, a couple quick behind the scenes, I apologize about that take into the last segment where I had somebody speaking to me while I'm recording. Like I said, I'm doing this live, one shot, no edits. So there are blemishes on this episode, to say the least. But I needed to get this episode out. So you're going to have to be stuck with this imperfect perfection. Now, another thing, I want to talk about the Nuggy Monster real quick. Check this out, though. Brewed and canned by Departed Souls Brewing Company, Jersey City, New Jersey. It comes in 4-pack, 16 ounces. ABV, 8.5%. IBUs, 38. The Saison Brew. Saison, brewed with oats, rye, and a monster hand of nugget hops. So, I'm going to call this episode the Nuggy Monster. It's a Halloween episode. Signing off.